AircheckDownloads.com.
Summer 91 on 1FM.
All the cantorists so clever, absolutely indestructible. Really quite nice.
Thank you. Yes, this is McKenna in for Steve Wright this afternoon. Some great music. You can win without competitions. You're the posse. I'll be giving you the posse question soon. We got the financial update and the 1FM comedy showcase. But before we go any further, I feel a need to seriously rock out.
Paul McKenna, he's a rock and roller. Always wears clean underwear. Such a nice boy. Mama's proud and joy. Still sleeps with a teddy bear. He's a jolly, he's a chap. Hates funk and rap. He never slurps his tea. Always right on top, cause he's in bed by nine. Hangs around in women's laboratories. Eh? I can't sing that. Disgusting, that is. I'm not having anything to do with that. That's silly. No.
I feel a lot better now. Yes, what a way to start. Yes, an owner of a lonely heart.
Phone us 071-637-4343 or fax us 071-636-2476 because today... you're the posse.
Yes, you probably heard Gary been doing this whilst he was sitting in for Steve Wright over the last couple of weeks. You are the posse. The question is today, if you knew that the end of the world was in 1 week, what would you do? If you knew the end of the world was in 1 week, what would you do? Phone us and fax us now because we'd love to hear from you.
Mr. DJ, Mr. DJ, what have you to say?
Paul McKenna on 1FM.
What's that white thing?
Paul McKenna on 1FM.
Well, why is it the best?
McKenna in the afternoon, Radio 1FM.
BBC Radio 1FM across the UK. McKenna in for Steve Wright this afternoon. And all this week, weather-wise, it's sunshine and showers, basically. Fairly English weather. Glasgow and Belfast are quite rainy. London's going to be fair. Birmingham, rain there. Liverpool is going to be fair. Rain also in Swansea. Southampton, cloudy. And Exeter, cloudy. Give us a call now, 071-637-4343. Or fax us, because we'd like to hear from you. 071-637-2476. And tell us, the question today, this afternoon, is if you knew that the end of the world was in 1 week, what would you do? If you knew the end of the world was in 1 week, what would you do? You are the posse. That's the question this afternoon. Just love that song. Electronic and getting away with it. Right, on the roads this afternoon, M25 in Surrey. Still heavy traffic on the M25 between the M40 and M4 intersections between junctions 2 and 3 for most of the afternoon.
I'm too sexy for my love.
Yes?
Paul McKenna.
Where are you?
On 1FM.
Repeat that.
1FM.
Well, stay there. I'll be right over.
This is BBC Radio 1FM, the UK's favourite music station. Now even more popular than ever. The latest research shows that Radio 1 has gained 250,000 new listeners every day, compared with the same time last year. Getting bigger by being the best. This is the UK's favourite music station, BBC Radio 1FM.
Yeah, yeah, Paul McKenna!
Doing big business on the dance floors around the UK, DJH featuring Steffi and I Like It. This is McKenna in the afternoon, sitting in for Steve Wright, whipping you up into a frenzy. Hey, thanks for all your calls and all your faxes. Really kind of you to call us and fax us. You can continue to do so on 071-636-2476. 636-2476. That's our fax number. And our phone number, 071-637-4343. The question this afternoon, if you knew that the end of the world was in 1 week, what would you do? I'll tell you some of the rather amusing and amazing replies we've had in about 5 or 10 minutes. First, a nice summer sound. This is Frankie Knuckles. Stacks more great hit music coming on 1FM this afternoon from CNC Music Factory. There's Seal, there's Roxette, there's Jesus Jones, PM Dorm, The Army of Lovers, Cola Boy, Colour Me Bad. Plus, of course, your chance to win as well. We've got competitions for you and the 1FM Comedy Showcase. Right now it's 3:30. We'll check out what's happening around the world and around the nation. Here's Mallory Gelb in the newsroom.
The governor of Brixton Prison, Reg Withers, is expected to take immediate early retirement. That's it. I'll be back with the next news on 1FM at 4:30.
Power, 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 power. 2 million watts of music power. Radio 1FM.
He's out there operating without any decent restraint, totally beyond the pale of any acceptable human conduct.
McKenna in the afternoon, Radio 1FM.
A summer classic on 1FM from The Real Thing, You to Me Are Everything. And thank you for all your telephone calls and faxes. The question this afternoon, you're the posse, of course. If you knew that the end of the world was in 1 week, what would you do? Well, a great one here from Jonathan Billington, who's faxed us from Uckfield in East Sussex. He said that if he knew that the end of the world was about to come in 1 week, what he'd do is he'd cancel all his direct debits. Please say hello to everyone that he knows as well. Also, Julia Gore's faxed us from Chichester. She says that what she'd do is drag her fiancé, Paul McCulloch, to the registry office, get hitched, fly to the Bahamas, make mad, passionate love on the white... Yeah, I think we'll actually leave that one right there. Tellboy from Glasgow, he says, what I would do if I knew that the end of the world was coming in 1 week was I would park on every double yellow line in Glasgow. Obviously, a man speaking there from bitter experience. And I think this one's actually my favourite one. What would I do if the end of the world was coming in 1 week? Well, I'd use up my last can of non-ozone-friendly hairspray, the one that I've had stored away for a year, because basically I'm just too tight to throw it away. Many thanks to Brian H. from Berkshire.
More music in just a moment. But first, this word from our sponsor.
Paul McKenna on 1FM.
Thank you. Now more music.
Well, it was a blaster of the weekend, a real blaster of a weekend if you were, of course, watching Level 42 live at the Crystal Palace Bowl, as they were yesterday, for 1FM, because they like to do those kind of things, because they are nice guys. We are 1FM. This is Henner in the afternoon. Now, I've had a very interesting inquiry here. It's a letter from, well, it's actually a fax, I should say, from Sharon Summers, who's faxed us from Aberdeen. And she said, can you tell me what that piece of music is from The Lost Boys? The Gerald McMahon record, I think you're referring to, Cry Little Sister. This is it. Well, the haunting piece of music. She said she tried her local radio station, but they won't even answer the phone, so to them. But, yes, I thought I'd just slip it in. This is the piece of music you want, isn't it? It's on the album. Thanks for your facts, by the way, Sharon. It is The Lost Boys, Cry Little Sister, theme from The Lost Boys, performed by Gerald McMahon.
AirCheckDownloads.com.